Okay. Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We are on Mem Beis. Another day, Baruch Hashem, of Limud HaTorah together. Vayter and Shas. Tashma, says the Gemara on the middle of Mem Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ninth wide line. Tashma, we are in this discussion. The Mishnah has just said that there is a institution called Krovas Chalutzaso. If somebody does Chalitza to a woman, so then that is has the status of a semi-marriage in terms of an Isser Krovim, of the Cholate between the Cholates and the Choletzes. The Cholates is Usser to the Choletzes is Krovim, and the Choletzes is Usser to the Cholates is Krovim. The Gemara, though, asks, were Chazal, when they made this gzera of Krovas Chalutzaso, did they also include Shnios? The whole thing is Durabanan. The whole Krovas Chalutzaso is Durabanan. Even the Deoraisa type of relatives that would be Deoraisa in a real marriage, that are they're Durabanan here. So the question is, did this Durabanan include the Shnios though? That wouldn't be a gzera l'gzera, it's all one Durabanan. So once when they made this institution, did they include it? So we've been trying to prove it from the Mishnah. That was not successful. Now we're trying to prove it from the Braisa. Rabbi Chiya brought a Braisa where he said there were four midivrei sofrim relationships that are included in this iser. So we'll go to Tashma, Avi Imo. One of them was that the choletzes is usher to the father of the mother of the choletz, meaning the choletz's is grandfather. So my la mishem choletz. So isn't this person, his grandfather, usher to her because of what they just did, the chalitza, the havila kalas bito? Because if you look at it from the grandfather of the choletz's perspective, this woman, choletzes, is the daughter-in-law of his daughter. The daughter-in-law of his daughter. So, and that's a shnios relationship. So doesn't that prove that shnios are asur? Lo, misha misna davi lekalas bito. No, the same exact relationship, but it's not because of the chalitza that was just done, it's because of the previous marriage. And therefore, again, there's no raya. Tashma, what about the last one? Uben beno. What about ben beno, that the choletz's grandson is asur to the choletzes? My la, misha choletz davi le'eshes aviyaviv. Isn't that because, from the grandson's perspective, the choletzes is his grandfather's wife, quasi-wife, and therefore that again proves shnios. Lo mishum misna davilei eshes achi avi aviv. No, it's really because of the previous full marriage, and this woman is usher to him because of his grandfather's brother's wife, and again that is a shnios. Ask the Gemara for 1 minute. The Amemer machsher beishes achi avi aviv. Amemer says that's kosher. A member doesn't say that's included in the regular case. So a member mukim let me show. Therefore, he says that can't be a shnios. If it's not a real shnios, you're not going to be goes to that here. So you're right. We say a member mukim let me show choleis. A member must say that the grandson, the choleis's son's son, is also to the choletzes because of eishes avi aviv, which is a shnios, the kasavar goes with shnios b'chalutza. At least according to a meimar so far, we could prove that there is a gzera of shnios by chalutza. Because at least one is listed, so once we have one, hu adin, we expand it. Tashma, but now we're going to prove it according to everybody. Uba ben bito. We have the last case listed in the braisa, the son of the daughter of the choletz. So my la mishem choletz avile eishes aviimo. Again, isn't it from the grandson's perspective? Isn't this choletzes usher because it's his mother's father's wife? It's his grandfather's wife, and that is a shnios. Lo mishem misna davile eishes achi aviimo. Again, we say no. Maybe it's because of the previous marriage. And then that would be a real shnios. I asked the Gemara v'hagabi shnios to erva lo gazru, but that's not a real shnios. The real shnios wasn't nigzar by that person. So elolam mishum choleit. So again, we say, okay, you're right. We throw up our hands and say it's a good raya. It must be really because of the choleit himself. V'shma mina gazru shnios b'chalutza shma mina. So the maskana is they were gozer by this achos chalu by krovas chalutzaso. We say not only are the relatives the doraisa type of relatives usher by chalutza, but even the shnios type of relatives are also usher. Two dots. Mutar adam v'chulu. Amar tuvi bar kisna amar Shmuel. Haba al saras chalutza havlad mamzer. If somebody lives with the co-wife of their chalutza. Ksaras chalutza, havlan mamzer, something that we related to earlier in the Masechta, which we're going to get back to now. If somebody lives with a ksaras chalutza, he did chalitza with one woman, and then a different woman who he didn't do anything with, because we know if you do yibam or chalitza to one woman, all the other women get off without anything. But then he lived with her. He lived with the ksaras chalutza. Says the Gemara, havlan mamzer. My taima, why is that? Be isura kaima. Because the iser of eshes ach kicks in again, and therefore the vlad, the baby, is going to be a mamzer. Iser krisus. Amar Rav Yosef, afanan lamitanina. Rav Yosef says there's even a raya from our Mishnah. That's why this is brought here. Raya from our Mishnah that the tsara of a chalutza is an iser krisus, has the iser of eshes ach. Mutter adam mikrova saras chalutzaso. In the last line of the Mishnah says that a person is mutter to the relative of the co-wife of his chalutza. Meaning, if two women, Rachel and Leah, fall to a person to do yibam, and he does chalitza to Rachel, then Leah, Rachel and Leah are not married. Rachel, if he does chalitza to Rachel, then Leah's sister is mutter to him. If he does chalutza to one woman, then the relative of the co-wife is mutter. So how does that prove anything for us? So, because if you say that the tzara, the co-wife of the woman you did chalitza to, still has the iser of eshes ach on her, meaning she's not like the chalutza. The chalutza, we know, is not an iser krisus, according to everybody, to you. If a man does chalitza to a woman, so now there's an iser lav, kiven shalabana shuv lo yivneh. He's not allowed to live with this woman based on a lav, but it's not kares. So if you say that tzara, the woman who you did not do chalitza with, has an iser kares, meaning she's very different than the chalutza herself, so then mishamachi mutter b'achosa. Then I understand why her relatives would be mutter. Why? Because only the chalutza herself has an iser of relatives. But the co-wife of the chalutza is very different than the chalutza. She's still an iser krisus. So if she's still an iser krisus, that's a riot to Shmuel, because Shmuel says avlan mamzer. That shows that it's a krisus, and that's why the relatives of the co-wife would be mutter, because the co-wife is nothing like the chalutza. Elai amrit sara kechalutza damya. But if you hold that if a man does chalutza with a woman, the co-wives are also out of the parsha of krisus, meaning the chalutza and the co-wives are very similar. Those co-wives have the status of the chalutza, meaning they all are out of the parsha of iser krisus. So then, ask the Gemara, my mutter. Then why should the relatives of this co-wife be mutter? If the relatives of the chalutza are aser, so the relatives of the co-wife should also be aser, if we treat the co-wives like the chalutza. So our Mishnah is a raya to this din of Shmuel, that the co-wives are back to the Isra of Eishas Ach. So now the Gemara says, but 1 minute, Lema tevi tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. But then let's say this is a kasha on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. We had earlier in the Masechta, a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that this woman, this chalutza, has no longer an Isra of Eishas Ach, but everybody else does. If the brothers that didn't do chalitza live with a chalutza, or if the chalutz lives with any of the co-wives, Rabbi Yochanan says there is only chayvei lav in there now, and Reish Lakish says it's an iser krisus. So this Mishnah then, according to the way we just interpreted it, is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, is a raya to Reish Lakish, a kasa to Rabbi Yochanan. To Amar Bein Hu Bein Achin, Ein Chayavin Lo Al Chalutza Karis Lo Al Sarasa Karis. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no iser krisus anymore, and we just proved from our Mishnah that the co-wife must have an iser krisus in order to fit into the Shita of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Amal Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no problem. V'tizbra, achos chalutza d'araisa. You're trying to bring me a raya from the Mishnah. This Mishnah is totally in the Drabanan realm. So, v'hamar Reish Lakish, kanshan a Rebbe, achos grusha midivrei Torah, achos chalutza midivrei sofrim. Period. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, what are you talking about? You're bringing me a raya from this Mishnah about iser krisus and not iser krisus? No! This whole Mishnah is in the world of Drabanans. So don't bring me any rayas from this Mishnah. The whole idea of relatives of a chalutza is Drabanan. So of course you cannot talk of an iser krisus. Period. The Gemara just ends off now. Maishnah hai, maishnah hai. What's the difference between the last two lines of our Mishnah? Remember the last two lines of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, just focusing for a moment, going back to the last two lines of the Mishnah, the relative of the co-wife of the chalutz's mutter, meaning, let's say, again, like we said, Leah and Rachel are two women not related. They're both wives of Reuven. Reuven dies. Now Shimon has to do Yibam or Chalitza to one of them. Let's say he does Chalitza to Rachel. He's mutter to marry Leah's relatives. That's what the Mishnah said. You're mutter to the relatives of the co-wife of your Chalutza. But the co-wife of the relatives of the Chalutza, you're not mutter to. Meaning, you only have, Leah and Rachel, again, the two women, and Rachel, only one of them. Let's say Leah is the woman, is the Yavama, or the Chalutza. So you do, a man does Chalitza to Leah, and Rachel is Leah's sister. So all of a sudden, he's not only usher to Leah, the Chalutza, but as the Mishnah says, the Krovas Chalutza, so the relative of the Chalitza, he's also usher to. Let's say that woman, that sister of your Chalutza, is married to another man, and there's a co-wife there, you also usher to that co-wife. So the co-wife of the relative of your Chalutza, you're usher to. But the opposite, the relative of the co-wife of your Chalutza, you're mutter to. So what's the difference between those cases? Sounds very, very technical. So says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Hachta asla bahadu lebedina gazu b'hu rabbanan, haidelo asla bahadu lebedina lo gazu b'hu rabbanan. You know why the second case is usur, the co-wife of the relative of your chalutza? Because, says the Gemara, a sociological principle. And that is when a woman goes to the Bezdin for Yivam, for chalitza, her sister probably goes with her for moral support. Sister probably goes with her. So we're worried that if two women go to Bezdin together and it's a sister, you might not be sure which one of these is going to be the one that gets chalutza, and therefore we have to be gozer those women, and the tsaras of those women are also going to be aser, because both those women went to Bezdin. That's why the tsara of Krovas Chalutza also is going to be aser. Masha'ekin, in the other case, there's no reason to be gozer. What a co-wife who's not related is going to go to Bezdin if only Chalitza will only be doing to one woman? Why should the co-wife go? Why should the plain co-wife that's not related? Only the one that's related is going to Bezdin with this person, and that's the only time there's going to be a gzeira. Okay, period. Next Mishnah. Masis. Hacholis li'avimto, new case. Hacholis li'avimto, v'nasa, oh, there's a new chalek. Hacholis li'avimto, v'nasa achiv esachosa. If a man does chalitza, and then, meaning Reuven does chalitza to a woman, and then Shimon, a different brother, totally different brother, goes and marries the sister of this chalitza. You do chalitza. A man does chalitza to a woman, and then his brother goes and marries his sister, which is fine. Mutter, no problem. Vameis, but then that brother dies. So all of a sudden now, the sister of the chalitza is zakuk to you to Yibum. So this is the halacha we've had before. That's called Achos Chalutzaso, we just had it in the previous Mishnah, and that is Aser Midrabanan, a relative of your Chalutza, and therefore Choletzes Vomis Yabemis. Therefore we say Chalitza is done to that woman and not Yibam. So if you take a step back for a minute, this is amazing. So you've done Chalitza now to two sisters. You did Chalitza to a woman, and now your brother married that woman's sister, and now your brother died, now this other woman, this sister now falls to you. So now you've done Yibam, you've done Chalitza to two sisters, and you've had to do Yibam. Mida Raisa, this woman is not related, but you did Chalitza now to two sisters. The Yerushalmi has a very graphic comment on this line of the Mishnah. The fact that you could do Chalitza to two sisters. Says the Yerushalmi here in Dalet Tes. Actually, let's just first do the next line of the Mishnah. That will be the Yerushalmi. V'chein, says the Mishnah, ha-migarish is ishto. What about this case? Man divorces his wife. Vinasa achiv es achosa. Man divorces his wife, and then his brother marries that woman's sister. Man divorces his wife, and then so it's the sister. A man is usher to his grushas achiv, but it's mutter to the sister of grushas achiv. So again, nothing happened wrong here. Man divorced a woman, and his brother married that woman's sister, and then that brother dies. Ubameis. So now, which woman falls to me to Yibam? The sister of the woman I divorced. So that's an Issa Daraisa. Achos Gerushaso is an Issa Daraisa. Harei Zephaturah. And therefore, there's no Zika there. There's no zika there, therefore you don't have to do anything. Chalitza or yibam, that woman is not zakuk to you. So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi now asks, ma bein choleitz, ma bein begarish. What's the difference between chalitza and gerishes? Okay, you could have said daraisa derabanan. The Gemara doesn't answer that. Amar lei says Rabbi Yochanan, ma at savur chalitza kinyin eina ella p'tur. He says, you think chalitza is a kinyan? No, chalitza is just a p'tur. Get a lot of, many times, Kedarka Bakodesh, the Rishalmi many times has very graphic language. Just got to figure out and pin down what exactly it's trying to say. Not always sure what it's trying to say, but it's definitely saying something important here. So it says, you think chalitza is a kinyan? Eina ella p'tur. We've mentioned a number of times, even yesterday. Is chalitza relating to the zika in some way? Or is it just preventing, like undermining the whole relationship? Remember yesterday we had an amazing havamina, that there was maybe if the man who does chalitza gets the whole Yerusha. What kind of havamina is that? The havamina was, you might have thought that the man who does chalitza gets the whole Yerusha of the brother. Oh no, what do you mean? Only do yibam. No, says the Gemara here, this Yerushalmi, chalitza isn't a kinyan that you would say, at least even on a drabbanan level, conceptually, relate gets the same idea as yibam. No, chalitza is just a p'tur. It's not a kinyan, and therefore there's a big difference between the two. That's why achos chalutzaso could be very different than achos gerushaso. Again, it's comparing drabbanan to daraisas here. But still, even in conceptually, the Yerushalmi has a very important language in terms of how to define chalitza. Ptur or kinyan?
These cases are not Gerusha.
These cases so far, we know. Right. Well, Gerusha, we didn't mention yet in the Mishnah. Have we mentioned yet the Achos Gerushaso in the Mishnah? The previous case was Achos Chalutzaso. Correct. We had that in the previous Mishnah. But now we're going to have a new case. Next. Third case of the Mishnah. Shomeres yavam shekidesh achiv esachosa. So what happens? A woman falls to yibam to a bunch of brothers. Woman falls to yibam. One of the brothers, instead of doing what he's supposed to do yibam or chalitza to this woman, he goes and is mekadesh this woman's sister. He's not supposed to. Not supposed to yet, because this woman is zakuk to him. But all of a sudden, one of the brothers goes and does kiddushin to the woman, the zakuka sister. So now what do you do? Now what do you do? We've had that this came up earlier. You see, it was quoted Yechesim Abayz. What's the halacha? What's the problem here? He shouldn't marry this woman that he did kiddushin with. He shouldn't do nisuin. Why? Because this is achos zikukaso. This is the sister of a woman who already had a zika to. And he can't do yibam anymore to the first woman, to the real yivama, because that's achos ish, achos ishto, because he's already married to this other woman. So again, he shouldn't have done this. So what do you do? So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Omrim lo hamtein ad sheyase achicha maisa. Wait till your brother does something. Meaning, we tell him, you know, hold off, let one of the other brothers do yibam or chalitza to the real, to the yivama, to the zakuka, and then you'll be able to get married. Meaning, don't live with her yet. Not allowed to, because now right now she's achos zakukaso. So just hang out, wait a minute, until one of your brothers does yibam or chalitza, and then you'll be able to continue with you didn't do anything right, but you know what? You'll be able to marry her after your brothers remove the zika. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. So we dealt with on Daf Yud Ches already, I'll mention it again, the question of the Rishonim there on Daf Yud Ches. And that is, Achos Zikukaso is a low-level connection. Why isn't Kiddushin mafkia that relationship? Meaning, why don't we say, he did Kiddushin, he wasn't supposed to, but once he did it, why can't he get married? Why does he have to wait at all? Kiddushin, now this is an Ashes Ish. This is his wife. Why does Halakha say that he has to wait? So Tosfos there on Daf Yud Ches Mabez was machalik between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Tosfos says, you know what? If he already got fully married, we'll say he can live with her. But Kiddushin doesn't have that strength. Nisuin has that strength to ruin his zika. But the top Tosfos back on Yud Ches Mabez said that no, Kiddushin, which is also a Chiddush. Why not? Kiddushin is also Daraisa. Dafka Kidesh Omrim Lo Hamtein Mi Linase. Oh, so you have that in your volume if you have a regular Gemara. Right, so that the top Tosfos on Yud Ches Mabez, only Nisuin has that power. The Ramban there asked, why is Kiddushin not strong enough? And why should there be a difference? Ma bi Nisuin le Kiddushin. Kishep shen Nisuin mafkiyin kach Kiddushin mafkiyin. So the Ramban himself gives four different answers. One of them was, that acho zukukaso zukuka, right? That relationship itself is like a semi-marriage. That's also like a kiddushin. So it's as if now you're brukudeshes to two women. So why should one win over the other? Why should one win over the other? They're both like, this is also what the Meiri suggests. You're married to two women now. So why should one win over the other? So you have to wait before one of them is removed. The other fascinating guess that the Ramban says is that Kiddushin de Isura isn't Kona in this case. Kiddushin that were done be Isser. You're right, a regular marriage is working, is strong. But Kiddushin de Hetera Potrin Sarasa de Isura ain't Potrin. And he rejects that. He rejects that suggestion, but he has that suggestion, again, Ramban Yerchesim Abeis, that there's a big difference between Kiddushin de Isura and Kiddushin de Hetera. Either way, that's the question here of the Rishonim that they discuss. Why is it Kiddushin just break the whole Zika and they can stay married? The Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosas. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that Kiddushin wouldn't do it, but Isuin would. Yeah. Even death, what death? We're going to get to death in a minute. Let's talk about it right now. Says the Mishnah, continuing this case. What's the case? Remember, one of the brothers did Kiddushin to the sister of the Zekuka. So we tell him to wait. So Chalas la'achiv okansa. So once he does, once one of the brothers does Chalisa or Yibam, Yichlos v'zishto, then this other guy is free to marry his wife. Mesa hayavama. What happens? Again, the same case we're talking about. Ruv, the brother, did Kiddushin to the sister of this woman. He wasn't supposed to. But let's say the Yavama then dies. The Yavama dies. So then also the Gemara Mishnah says, Yechonos is Isha, we can get married. Because there's no more Achaz Ukukaso. If Yibam Chalitza was done, fine. But even if the Yavama dies, so then he can marry his wife because there's no more Isser. Mace Yavam. But what if the other brother dies? And there's no other brother. There's only him. There's only this brother who Be'isser married the sister of the Zekuka, and there's no other brother now to do Yimra Chalitza. So then we say, tough luck. Yotzi Yisishto Baget, Be'ishazacha Bechalitza. Then we say, sorry, you have to divorce this woman. The woman you did Kiddushin to, you have to divorce, because it's Achos Zekukaso. But also, you can't do Yibum to the original woman, because that woman is Achos Grushaso. So therefore, you got to do Chalitza to that woman. You got to do Chalitza to that woman, too. The Rashba points out, so you don't even really have to do Chalitza. If it's Achos Grushaso, there's no more Zika. That's an Issa Daraisa, like we said earlier in the Mishnah. But it means because she at one time was Zakuk, so then Midra Abanan, we make you do Chalitza. The Tosafot Rashi just has a comment that we had a similar case earlier in the Masechta, but the Mishnah used different Lashon. Oilo al Ishto, Oilo al Yevinto. So why doesn't it say oi oi here? Because that Mishnah, nobody did anything wrong. That's why it's really an oi. Tosafot there said that too. Tosafot Rashi says it here. Here he did something wrong. We're not going to give him such an oi vei if he got himself into the problem. Right? It's his fault. He shouldn't have married the sister. So therefore we just say, this is what you got to do. You don't say oi. Sorry? Can he take who? The Yavama? The Achos Grushaso. Can he take her back? Once it was Achos, right, probably this or sticks. Gemara, my Vachain. What's the Vachain? Between the first two lines of the Mishnah, we say Vachain, even though the first two cases seem somewhat different. The first case is Achos Chalutzaso, where you need Chalisa. The second case is Achos Grushaso, where you need nothing. So the Gemara says, Ema Aval HaMagarish. Okay, this Vachain either means Aval or change it to Aval. This is what we just had on the previous Amud. Rish Lakish says the difference between case line 1 and line 2 of the Mishnah is Achaz Grusha, which is Daraisa, and Achaz Chalutza, which is Darabanan. Shemeres Yavim Sheki De Shechulu, continuing, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivra B'Yudah B'Meseira. The Halacha is like B'Yudah B'Meseira. Who said what? Again, that the brother who married the sister of the Zekuka has to wait. Has to wait until the other brothers do something. That's the Halacha. Iboy Elohu. Mesa Ishto Mahu Biyavimto. The Mishnah says, in this case, again, where the brother marries the sister, like he's not supposed to yet, the Mishnah said, if the Yavama dies, now he could stay married to his wife. He could get married to his wife. What happened to the opposite case? What if his wife dies? What if his wife dies? Could he now go back and do Yibam to the Yavama? So, what's the halacha machlokas? Rav Rabbi Chanina, Dabri Shavayo, Mesa Ishto Mutter Biyavimto. Rav and Rabbi Chanina say it's Mutter Biyavimto. Once the wife dies, he can now go back to the Yavama. Even though temporarily that woman was Achos Ishto, but just like by a regular case of Achos Isha, if your wife dies, the sister's good. mutter, so to hear. Shmuel v'Ravasi damri travayhu. Mesa ishtu aser b'yavimto. Shmuel and Ravasi say no. No, once the even if your wife dies, just like if the Yavama dies, you're usher to even though if the Yavama dies, you're mutter to your wife, if your wife dies, you're usher to Yavimto. And Amar Rav of my time at the Rav, the Gemara says, what's the reason for Rav? The Ritva points out, the Gemara does not ask, what's the reason for the Osrim? The Gemara just asks, what's the reason for the Matirim? Why? Because the Osrim, we assume, the reason is, once she's usher, she's usher. Keep it an Esr and Esr. We know the reason for the Osrim. What about the reason for the Matirim? So says the Gemara, Mishum, because this woman, this Yavama, was originally Mutter at Shas Nefila. Right? What happened here? This woman became Zekukal Yavam, then this guy went and married the sister. But at the original moment, this Yavama was Mutter. So Mishum Dav Yavama Shehutra, V'Nasra V'Chazra V'Hutra, Tachzor Latera HaRishon. Because the halacha is, according to Rav, you have a woman who was mutter, then became aser, then became mutter again. She goes back to her original heter. Ah, there is a Rashba here, which speaking to another Rav, who said, you got to give the Rashba in Yavamas Mem Aleph. That's the Rashba in the yeshivas. So here it is. The Rashba. So the Rashba has a tremendous chiddush here, where the Rashba explains, what does it mean here that tachzor lahetera harishon? In this case, where, based on a few kashas, it's a seven column Rashba. But the Rashba here, based on a few questions, says, what does it mean, a woman who was mutter, and now then became usher, now she's mutter again? Says the Rashba, this does not mean that there is now a mitzvah of Yibum being fulfilled. Again, what's the case here? The brother married the sister of the Zakuka, and then that woman died. So now the question is, can he marry this Yavama? So let's say there's a shita that says yes. So is that Yibum? Is it fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum? Says the Rashba, no. V'taima de milsa, dekiven de b'shas nefilo hutshralo, shuv I efshar le'asher ba mishum eishas ach. It's just that once, if at the moment of nefila, the iser of eishas ach was knocked out, there was no more iser eishas ach forever. Even though there might not be a mitzvah of Yibum being fulfilled, there is no longer a mitzvah of eishas ach. V'hachanami kivan de b'shas nefila hutra I efshar l'meikam alei b'isser eishas ach. Therefore, you have a heter here. Maybe it's mutter here. That's what Rav says. Kivan yavama shehutra v'nasra v'chazra v'hutra yachzor l'hetera. What is hetera harishon? That means you're allowed to marry her, but not that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of yibam. The way the Chazon Ish formulates this is. The Chazanish formulates this is Shegeder mitzvahs yibum hu lahamshich es ishus hames. Mitzvahs yibum is to be mamshuch the previous marriage of your brother. So therefore, if you ever have an isser, if you have a moment of isser before you do the yibum, this can't be a hamshuch. It can't be a hamshuch of your brother. There was a break. Shepar kvas kameidah ziba shehi eina chazeres v'neura. That's why Shmuel and Rav Asi hold that the woman's aser totally. But what's Rav's chiddush? No, she's mutter, even though you're not doing the mitzvah of Yibam. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. You can have a heter of Eishes Ach, even though there's no mitzvah of Yibam being performed. That is a big discussion in the Achronim, the Rabbi Chanan, and other Achronim, but that is the Rashba right here explaining this line. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Asi, whether in this case where he married the sister, if the sister dies, can he now do Yibam to the Yavama? So we said Rav Sheet is based on the fact that a woman who is mutter, then aser, then mutter, stays, goes back to Heter. So Maser Rav Hamnuna, so we ask Akasha based on the Mishnah we had earlier. Rav Hamnuna asks, Gimelach and Beis Nesu and Beis Achyos, the Echad Mufna. Three brothers, getting back to these cases of the third parak. Three brothers, two of them are married to sisters. Two of them are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. And one of them is not. Reuven dies. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies. V'asaba mufna maimar. Levi does maimar, does the kiddushin, the rabbanon of Yibam, does maimar to Mrs. Reuven. So far, so good. That's what he's supposed to do. But all of a sudden, v'yachach meisach ha'sheni, now Shimon dies. So now he's stuck. Why? Because Mrs. Shimon is the sister of Mrs. Reuven. So now he did maimar to Mrs. Reuven, but now there's Achos Ishto is zachut to him, because it's a different marriage, but he can't marry continue the marriage of this first woman, Mrs. Reuven, because Mrs. Shimon is now zachut to him. So what do you do? So as of now, he should have to do chalitza. But then what happens before he does anything? V'yachach meisei ishto acharav. But then Mrs. Shimon dies. Mrs. Shimon caught the problems for a few moments, but then she died too. So what's the halacha? Osi yivam b'choleses v'lomis yabemis. Still, Mrs. Reuven, you got to do chalitza too. You're not allowed to do yibam to her anymore. Once Mrs. Shimon was on the scene for a moment, even though she now dies, you got to do chalitza. Say, ask the Gemara of Yamai. According to Rav, who holds a woman who starts off being mutter, then also then mutter, is mutter. So why don't you say that here? Tavi ki yivama shehutra v'nesra v'chazra v'hutra. Tachzor la'teira rishon. Why can't Levi marry Mrs. Reuven? Mrs. Reuven was originally mutter to him. Then for a few moments, when Mrs. Shimon was zakuk, she was aser, but now Mrs. Shimon died. So now Mrs. Reuven should be mutter again to Levi. So he asked that. He asked that question to Rav Hamnuna. Asked that question. So Ishtik, no answer was given. He didn't have an answer. So Kasha, why don't you say mutter according to Rav? Labasar Danafik Amar. But after he left, Amar he said, "What do you mean? I have a good answer to that." Amai lo Amar Le Rabbi Lazarhi. Rabbi Lazarhi. Why didn't we suggest that Mishnah? That's Rabbi Lazar Shita. So I don't have to hold that way. What's Rabbi Lazar Shita? The Amar who says Kivach Amdalav Shah Achas Beisir Neesra Olav Olamis. A case we've referred to before, later on in the Masechta, in Perek Beis Shammai, the halacha is, let's say a man divorces his wife, and then remarries her, and then dies. So the halacha, there's a machlokas later on, whether the brother now could do yibum to this woman. Because at a moment in history, what was the problem? Gerushas achiv. At one moment in history, this woman was a gerusha of my brother. So whether my brother was machzir her, but at one moment in history, she was gerushas achiv. So Rabbi Elazar there holds usser. There's no zika to yibam there. Since at one moment she was gerushas achiv, so she's usser forever. So says the Gemara, why didn't he suggest that this Mishnah also is like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar? And he doesn't have to hold that way. So then he says, no, Hadar Amar. Then I said, no, maybe I can't say it's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Why? Amar to Amar Rabbi Elazar. When does Rabbi Elazar say that once a woman is usser, she's usser forever? Heicha d'lo chazia b'shas tefila. That's only, when does he say that? Because at the moment that the Zika started, the problem had already occurred. Meaning, prior to the Zika, she was already Grushas Achiv. That's where maybe Rabbi Elazar says that the Isser continues. Aval Heicha d'chazia b'shas nefila mi'amar. But what happened in our case? Mrs. Reuven was Mutter at the first moment. Maybe Rabbi Elazar would never say Usser there, and maybe that's why he couldn't suggest that this Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar Shita. So then the Gemara says back, Hadar Amar, that he goes, this is all in his head, back and forth, Hadar Amar in, they said, no, really, he could have said it was Rabbi Elazar Shita, because we have a Beferish Brisa that says Rabbi Elazar holds his Shita across the board. V'yatanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mesa Yavimto Muta B'ishto, back in our case, where a brother marries a sister of the Zekuka, Rabbi Elazar holds, if the Yavama dies, then he can marry his wife, Mesa Ishto, Osi Yavama, Choletz Lomas Yabemes. But if his wife dies, then he cannot do Yibam to the real Yavama. He must do Chalitza, which shows that even where the problem starts after the Zika, meaning first this Yavama was Mutter to him, and there he married the woman's sister. So even though originally there was Mutter, Rabbi Elazar still holds that it's still a problem in the Isser states. Finishing up. So we just said, Lamaisa, that there's no kasha on Rav, because Rav could say that Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar Shita, and therefore there's no kasha on Rav. Let's just finish, and I'll take the question. Leima Shmuel v'Ravasi da'ami k'Rabbi Elazar. If we have this Brisa of Rabbi Elazar, isn't this lining up exactly with Shmuel Shita? So maybe we should say that the machlokas that we have between Shmuel and Ravasi versus Rav and Rabbi Chanina is gufa machlokas tanoim. Should we parallel that machlokas amoraim and tanoim? So Gemara says you're not forced into it. I feel it's emek rabbanon. No, maybe even the rabbanon who argue with Rabbi Elazar could fit into Shmuel. Adkan lo kamiflagi rabbanon leid Rabbi Elazar. When to the rabbanon over there? In the case of, okay, what's the case of rabbanon Rabbi Elazar? A man divorces his wife, then remarries her, then he dies. Could the brother marry this woman? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Elazar says no, because once she was usher at a moment, grushas achiv, she's always usher. The rabbanan say mutter. So when to the rabbanan? Why did over there the rabbanan say that she's mutter? El mishum demina fila veilach lo mitzer alayu. Because the brother remarried her. So at the moment of the zika, there's no isser remaining. We've forgotten that she was Grusha. Now she's fully married to the brother. But it could very well be that in our case, where right now she was Achu Zukukaso, maybe the Rabbanim would agree that it is a problem. So don't parallel the machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, with the machlokas Amoraim in our case. It could be that each one holds of the other one shita. It's not exactly parallel. Yeah. We said before that Rav holds Ein Zika.
That's how we interpret the
machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So how do you put together the Rav and Shmuel's before to over here? All of it, meaning the Rav didn't have to come up with this case, unless you say this is kind of based on Ein Zika somehow. Somebody could say, but again, it's not as problematic as it could have been. Rav here says Mutter, Shmuel says Aser, so it does work out a little bit in the you have to connect it to the Yesh Zika Ein Zika Sukya. Okay, next Mishnah. Getting back to a topic that we've mentioned in the past. Hayavam alotachlas lotisyavim ashiyesh shlosha chadasha. A woman cannot do yibam or chalitza until after 3 months. She has to wait 3 months after her husband dies because we want to make sure that she's not pregnant. And if she is pregnant, we want to know who the real father is. We want to know who the real father is, and therefore we wait three months. But then, sorry? Even by chalitza, that's the chiddush which the Gemara is going to talk about. Even by chalitza, we have to wait 3 months, not just yibam. Where obviously you're living with it, where there's a real chash, you might have said chalitza, not. Even chalitza, you have to wait. V'chein kol sha'ar hanashim. All women, this is a general halacha, lo yis'arsu v'lo yinasu ashiyu lohen shlosha chadashim. All women who get remarried, bizman hazeh, whether they can't even have erusin, they can't even have kiddushin, not just nisuin, but even just kiddushin cannot be done until after at least 3 months of their previous marriage. Echad besulos v'echad beulos, whether they were a besula or a beula. Echad gerushos v'echad amanos, divorced women or widows. Echad nisuos v'echad arusos, even if they only had erusin to the first husband. Lo plug, we have no chilukim according to the Tanna Kamma. Every woman who's getting remarried has to wait 3 months. This is called the Isser of Havchana. We want to differentiate, know who the real father is, and therefore, we don't allow anybody to get married. Rabbi Yehuda is a little more makel. He says, HaNesuos Yisarsu V'Harusas Yinasu. The ones who were fully married beforehand, they could do Erisin. Because again, they're not living with their second husbands yet. And the ones who only had Erisin could even do Nisuin, because they didn't live with their previous husbands. So Rabbi Yehuda says, he does not hold up the low plug. Chutz, the only Arusa who is a problem is Minha Arusa Shebi Yehuda. The Arusas that were in the land of Yehuda, that part of Eretz Yisrael, they are usher to do Nisuin. Why? Mebdei Shalibo Gaspa. Because the Minhag in Yehuda was for the Chasen and Kalas to have Yichud before the marriage. Rashi says in the third to last line, Rogilu Mitzachik Ima Shlo Yu Boshin Zemi Zebe Be'ilas Mitzvah. They got used to each other a little bit. And therefore, we're choshesh that maybe this just wasn't just kiddushin here. Maybe there was a bia that was chuppah related, maybe l'shem chuppah, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the arusas by Yehuda still also have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi is holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but with one machlokes. Kol anashim yis'arsu chutz min ha'amana. If a woman's a widow, she cannot get married right away. Mipnei ha'ibol. Because of avelus. She's an avelus. And therefore, the Gemara is going to talk about this. The Gemara is going to talk about this, that if she's an avelus, then minay nisuin, she cannot do erusin within the first 30 days because she is in avelus. Again, the Gemara will talk about it. Says the Gemara, Bishma lotis yabem. Fine, I understand. And that's l'maisa, what we paskin. We paskin that chalitza or yibam is done only after 91 days. Got to wait 91 days before yibam or chalitza is done, bizman hazeh. Bishlam alotis yabem. I understand why you have to wait for yibam. Shema yehav lai ben kayama. Because why? Because maybe maybe she's going to be pregnant and there's going to be a viable child. V'kapaga be'isra'esh zach la'araisa. And then there's an isra'krisus. So of course by yibam you have to wait. El lo tachlos ma'amai. Why don't you have to wait by chalitza? I'm sorry, why do you have to wait by chalitza? Chalitza, just do right away. Why do you have to wait by chalitza? That's what one of the Afronim say, but what do you mean? The Gemara already says your goes are erisin atu nisuin, so why don't you say your goes are chalitza atu? Why is there so much more problematic? The Gemara cannot fathom chalitza atu yibam. The Gemara doesn't even ask erusin atu nisuin. That's not asked. So one of the Achronim suggests, because at least erusin and nisuin are going in the same direction. Erusin is being makariv, and nisuin is even more makariv. Chalitza and yibam, they're kind of opposites. So opposites, you might not be gozer one or to the other. So that's why the Gemara is only bothered by this. So by chalitza, why do you have to wait? So lema tevi tziyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe this is a kasha against a different Rabbi Yochanan that we've had. To amar chalitza's mu'ber shema chalitza. Is this to tell me that chalitza, is this reflecting the shita against Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that the chalitza of a mu'uberes, if the woman happens to be pregnant, is meaningless? And we're worried then that if we allow you to do chalitza within the first 3 months and she turns out to be pregnant, and let's say the child is not viable, so then you might think that the first chalitza was good, and the woman might not get anything. And that's a problem, so maybe that's why we wait 3 months. So Gemara says, you're right, it's a problem. Didn't we already reject Rabbi Yochanan? We already said the halakha is like Reish Lakish. So the Gemara said, no. Our suggestion is, maybe this is also a question on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, lo. No, this Mishnah is not a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Maybe there's a separate reason here why we wait 3 months. Why? Shema Yehav Lad Ben Kayama, because we're worried maybe this child, after you do chalitza, is going to be a viable child. V'nim says, Ata Matzricha Kruz L'Kahuna. You know what's going to happen then? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it was a good chalitza. But the problem is, many people will have seen this chalitza, but they won't realize that there was a child born. They won't realize there was a child, and they'll think this woman is a good chalitza, but then she's going to go marry a Kohen. She's going to go marry a Kohen. But we know the chalitza was meaningless because there was a child here. There was no Zika. But not everybody is going to realize that, and they're going to think she's puzzled to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, V'nitzricha. So what's the big deal? Just announce. Make an announcement that there was a child and the chalitza was meaningless beforehand. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma ikad havi b'chalitza v'lo havi b'achraza u'mifsalua min hakahuna. The problem is, no, maybe people will be around by the chalitza and not by their next announcement. And therefore, you're going to passel her from being able to marry a Kohen. So that is why, really, the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Also, Me'ikar Adin, you can do Chalitza within the first 3 months. You don't, because you're worried that you're going to cause problems for this woman in the future. That she's not going to be able to marry a Kohen. People are going to think that she is a Chalutza, who is usher to a Kohen, even though she really is not. Says the Gemara, so fine. Tenach Amana, I understand that this is a good chash by a widow. But Grusha Ma'ikel Amemar. But let's say this was a woman who was previously married before the husband that just died. She had been married beforehand and she was divorced from that husband. So she's puzzled to a Kohen anyway. So maybe we should say that a woman who was a Grusha earlier in her life should be able to do Chalitza within 3 months. Right? Because there's no issue of puzzling her because she's already puzzled. So the Gemara says, there's a different reason why we will wait 3 months then. We should demafsil mazonos. Because as we're going to learn later on, the first 3 months after a husband dies, the zakuka is supported by his assets, by his nechasim for 3 months. And if we make her do chalitza within 3 months, she loses that. That breaks this. Therefore, we're not going to force her to do chalitza within the first 3 months because we wanted to get the mazonos. We wanted to get fed for 3 months. So the Gemara says again, Tenach Nesua, this works fine by a woman who was fully married, Nesuin to her previous husband, because that Nesua has Mazonos. But Arusa Grusha Ma'ikel Meimar. But what happens if you have a woman who had only had Erusin to her previous husband, so she doesn't get Mazonos, Mazonos is only from Nesuin, and she was a Grusha from earlier in her life, an Arusa Grusha. She's an Arusa from now, she was a Grusha earlier. So there's no problem with worrying about posseling her for a Kohen, because she's already posseled. There's no problem with her losing Mazonos, because she doesn't get Mazonos. So Gemara says, Elim Mishum de Rabbi Yossi. No, the reason we don't allow, totally different reason, why don't we don't allow Chalitza in the first 3 months? Because of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi says, we've had this before, Maisa Badamecha Shabbalafnei Rabbi Yossi, a man came in front of Rabbi Yossi. Amalei ma'olachlos tok gimel, can I do chalitza within 3 months? Amalei lo tachlos. No, sorry. V'tachlos ma'abakach. So he says, why not? Why can't I do chalitza? Kara alav mikra zeh. Rabbi Yossi told him this pasuk. Im lo yachpos ha'ich. If a man doesn't want to do yibum, he does chalitza. Ha'im chafetz yibim. If he wants to do yibum, he does yibum. Kala ola le yibum, ola le chalitza v'chulu. Meaning, within the 3 months, you can't do yibum. If you can't do yibum, you can't do chalitza either. They always go together. We only allow chalitza where you're allowed to do yibum. What if chalitza was done within 3 months, that's a machlokas between the mechaber and the Ramah, whether you got to do it again. The machlokas Rambam Mordechai, but the machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, whether if you did chalitza within 3 months, do we make him do another chalitza? That's the Ramah, or we say it was good enough. There is a discussion, I don't think we've mentioned it before, it's a fascinating discussion, all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, in the Rush in Simen Beis. Rush in Simen Beis and Perak Aleph of Yevamos. Could a Nida do Chalitza? Do we allow an Isha Nida to do Chalitza? Do we make sure it's at the proper time of month when a woman does Chalitza? Halach is no. We allow her to do Chalitza even if she's a Nida. We don't check her menstrual calendar before she does Chalitza. So ask the Rush, why? You can't do Yibum. Anisha Nita can't do Yibam at this moment, can't live with her at this moment, she's an Isser Krisus. So why do we have the Shulchan Aruch Paskins? We allow Chalitza to be done to Anisha Nita, and not to, and we allow Chalitza to be done, not Yibam. So what's the difference? I call Shulchan Aruch Yibam and Chalitza, don't they always have to go together? Ask the Rush. Is Nita an Erva? That's a major discussion. Tosas on that base. Machlok has been shown whether Nita is considered an Erva or not. It's a different type of Erva, that's true, but the question is, why do we allow Chalitza? So the Rush there at the beginning of the Masechta says, Eino domet, really Anida is zakuk liyibum. Lomaisa, you can't live with her. Nida asura lakol. V'avagav delav bas yibim beis nidasa. But still, sha'omedes litbolu l'tayer k'derakal anashim. You foresee that she's going to be mutter in a week. Anida is not comparable to the others. And the Aruch HaShulchan says this beautifully. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Simen Kuf Samach Dalet Siv Gimel, he says, why does Anida allowed? Because Dafka Bedavar Shenogea Le'etzem Din Yibum, She'ina Re'uya Le'ibum, Mibnei Inyan Isser Yibum. That's when you say there's no Chalitza. But Aval Isser Sheminat Sad, but a side Isser. Anida has nothing to do with Yibum. Anida's Isser totally. It's totally separate Isser. Nothing to do with Yibum. So there, that's just like Lamaze Doma. You know what that's like? Let's say a woman is sick. Let's say a woman is sick and she can't have tashmish right now. You're not going to allow her to do chalitza? Right, of course you're allowed to do chalitza. A woman's sick, that's not an inherent problem. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's just like an Isha Nida. What's the difference between the two? There's a technical side problem why she can't do Yibam now. But that's not mufka from Yibam. So that's why the Aruch HaShulchan compares Nida to Chola. Yeah. Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Dalitziv Gimel. Kuf Samach Dalitziv Gimel. Okay, Masiv. We ran out of time. Okay, so we'll run through the rest tomorrow. Let's stop here. Masiv, take a minute.